Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I am explaining how rebounding can improve your lymphatic system. You have probably heard about rebounding and have seen a lot on the internet. It's really popular. It's actually trending. But there are ways to do it so it can help you, and there are ways that I hear from people who they swell after rebounding because they're not preparing themselves. So on today's show, I'm explaining how rebounding can improve your lymphatic system and your immune system. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you improve your health, lose weight, and so, you know, you have a stronger resistance to disease. And most importantly, when we get our lymph system going, we feel better physically and mentally. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book really explains how when we're acidic in our body and we spend $50 billion on antacids and products like Prilosec proton pump inhibitors, so we know there's an acid problem. But when we're acidic, it stops our lymph system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that's meant to clean us. So we become filled with our own cellular waste, which makes us toxic. Understanding that information, I developed work called Lymphpractic. And Lymphpractic really is maintenance for the lymphatic system. We've learned to take care of our back with chiropractic, our nerves, but now the lymphatic system, a system that cleans every system in the body, we need to learn to stop maintaining that. And Lymphpractic is a fully closed session, and it really gets to the root cause of your health problems, the buildup of cellular waste. Over a few sessions, you begin to feel better. You start sleeping better. You're less stressed because we're getting toxicity out of your body. If you live out of state, I coach clients everywhere. It doesn't matter nowadays. We're all connected. And when you understand the lymphatic system, your life changes. It doesn't matter what problem you have. You need to learn to improve your body's sewage treatment plant. If you've been listening to a previous podcast or watch my videos, you know I believe not understanding the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, is making us all toxic. And it's really, we don't see it. It's just not looked at. The lymphatic system is missed in the understanding of health and disease, and this is something that Dr. Oz has written, that lymphatics are ignored in medicine. And it's something that every person, not just the medical system, needs to understand. Each individual has a system that's meant to clean them, and if they learn how to maintain it, they wouldn't be so sick. So it just makes sense for us to learn ways to improve our lymphatic system. And everyone has one. Most people don't even know they have it. It's really scary, and it's why we're all sick. When you go to your doctor's offices, we don't see pictures with the lymphatic system. We see blood arteries and veins and maybe capillaries, but the lymphatic system is often missed in the pictures. And the lymphatic system must complete circulation. It's a whole secondary system, circulatory system, that must return waste or blood proteins, things that must be returned back to the blood up to the major lymph drains in the neck. It's like a conveyor belt. Many of our health problems have a contributing factor. Lack of circulation around and in your cells. Remember, you're a cellular being, anywhere from 50 trillion to 100 trillion cells in your body, and most of them are alive. And the lymphatic system must complete circulation. And when your circulation is impeded because your shoulders are tight and your lymphatic vessels become congested, then you start getting tight in your body, and your cells start to suffer because they're sitting in their own, really, waste. And they're not getting oxygen and supplements. So really, circulation is really the key in every health problem, because every health problem begins as a cellular problem. So our cells are being damaged from where they're living, from in our body. And our body's like a fish tank, right? If you don't clean the fish tank, then these fish are going to get sick. They're going to get ick. Their eyes pop. Their scales pop, come off. Their tails bend. There's acidity in these animals. And you go to the store and we get ick medication and we put it in there and they get better. But if we don't clean the filters in the water and bring oxygen into the water, then it's going to happen again. And that's what we're doing in our medical system, where keep on giving medication and medication, which really further sometimes makes us more toxic when we should be really working to make our body less toxic and lower our dependence on medication. Of course, we never stop a medication without consulting with your doctor. My idea is that you first build your body. You lessen your toxicity in your body. You put some steps in place, drinking more alkaline water, eating more fruits and vegetables, doing a little exercise, and then you can talk to your doctor about weaning off some medication. That's a smart way to do it. So what is rebounding? Rebounding is great. We have one in our house, and it's a simple way to make your lymphatic system move. And really, it's improving all of your circulation. So rebounding, it's an exercise on a rebounder, which is a mini trampoline, and it's known to help the lymphatic system, immune response, and overall health. They're inexpensive. It doesn't take up a lot of room, and you don't need to do an hour of it. I believe that's probably way too much. So how can rebounding help your cells, right? We're a cellular being, which if you help yourselves, you're going to help your overall health. As you bounce on a trampoline, and it doesn't have to be really vigorous, you could just pick up your heels and just bounce a little bit up and down. And for some people who may be ailing or weak, that may be more than enough. But with each bounce, we're helping with gravity to pull our venous fluid and our lymph fluid up through the veins and lymphatic vessels. When you come down, the valves in the veins and the lymphatic capillaries actually shut. So then when you bounce again, fluid goes up further to the next set of valves. So every time you bounce, you're moving fluid up, up, and up. And this is really important. Yes, rebounding is a way to detox the body. But if you're not prepared for it, it can actually make you have a little bit of a problem. So let's talk about the things that rebounding can do that's positive. Rebounding is very low impact. So if you have pain, if you have bad knees, this can first check it out because you always want to do a very short session to make sure it doesn't hurt your joints. But it's known to really be easy on the joints. It boosts lymphatic drainage. So when we boost the lymphatic system, we're also building the immune function, right? It's great for skeletal system because you're putting pressure. You're making your muscles bounce up and down, which is putting pressure on your bones, and that increases bone mass. It helps improve digestion because you're moving lymph fluid, through the cisterna chyli, which is three vessels right below your rib cage on the right side along your spine. And when these three vessels clog up that go into one vessel, the thoracic duct, we get bloating, we get digestive problems. And again, I had IBS all my life and haven't had it for over 10 years since I've learned this information. Now, rebounding can even improve circulation and cardiovascular strength and lower cholesterol levels because when you move your blood, you're moving waste through it to be processed by your organs of elimination. And if you have kids, it's a great way to save them from damaging their beds. They'll be jumping on a trampoline instead of their beds. If you're not too sure of your coordination, invest in the handlebars. They make a big difference. They're stability bars, they call them. If you don't want to do that, put your rebounder in a corner. This way you at least have two walls to sort of bounce off of if you need to. But again, this is really very light. Now, rebounding and weight loss is big, right? Because everybody's concerned about weight loss. It's not only about health. Everybody wants to lose weight. And there is a big problem with it. Well, in 2005, two studies linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. They damaged a gene that makes healthy lymph vessels in a mouse. They did this many times. And where they did that in the mouse's leg, it became fat. And they saw leaky lymph vessels, meaning the lymph vessels got damaged by this gene not being working, and it couldn't pick up fluid, which would go up into the lymph system, and the leg got fat. So we're all suffering from a little bit of lymphatic system stagnation if you're having a weight problem. And then if it gets bad, of course, it's lymphedema, or we're seeing much more of lipedema nowadays. But rebounding can really make a difference. When your inner body is in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax and gives up waste, which forms fat more easily. So if you're going to start rebounding, you really have to balance your internal body. So rebounding will help you lose weight, but most importantly, you will lower your risk of disease because it's getting your immune system working better. Before doing an intense rebounding, think of starting slow by preparing your body. Are you hydrated? That's key. Don't have a full belly when you go on because you don't want that extra weight. Even water, you don't want to drink water right before, a lot of water right before rebounding. You don't want that extra weight of food or water in the abdomen. So hydrate about a half hour before. Now, if you're weak and you're not feel strong, then you don't want to go on for a half hour or 15 minutes. You want to do 3 to 5 minutes. Get up there, slightly get up there and see how you do. Don't push it. People push it too often and they hurt themselves. See how your body reacts. If you do better, wait a day, give your muscles some time to relax, and then you can build a few more minutes and build up to 10, 15 minutes and do this 2 or 3 times a day if you want to have weight loss. Because the more we can stimulate our lymphatic system to pick up weight and fat, we lose weight faster. And when fat actually enters the lymph system, it's called chyle. Lymph is normally a clear to, you know, maybe straw-colored. When it has fat in it, it actually becomes white, and we call it chyle. And when you have fatty tumors, that's a clear sign that you're having a lymphatic problem and the lymphatic system is not able to pick up fat in that area, and it will build. Sometimes they will go away with lymphatic drainage and some supplements. Sometimes they won't. But often they at least will reduce a little bit. So when you're going to rebound, you really need to take steps to prepare, as I talked about. I had two clients that I remember who at different times had taken a 45-minute rebounding class. Let me tell you, I can't do more than 5 minutes on that without getting exhausted. And they both swelled for days afterwards. And I understand that because you can't just start rebounding and get your body going without preparing because you're going to swell. Your lymphatic system isn't ready. You're pulling fluid, trying to get it in, out of the tissues into the lymph system. The lymph system isn't ready, and your body will swell. So start slowly. Do it really easily, and you'll do much better. So we need to make ourselves more alkaline, right? First, let me tell you, in my office, I help people with every type of health problem. I improve their lymphatic system. Lymphatic is unbelievable. It's super relaxing to body and mind. And over a few sessions, I clean up your body and you feel much better. I coach people all over the world because everyone has a lymphatic system and nobody knows how to maintain it. And we all need to know how. So if you have some questions, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. So we need to help make the rebounding better because just to get on a rebounder, again, we can see that we can swell and have problems and release too much waste at first. So we want to clean up by eating more alkaline foods, more fruits and vegetables. And if you need an alkaline food chart, go to osipinskihealthacademy.com. On the bottom of the homepage, there's a link for the acid alkaline food chart. Limit your processed foods, grains, red meat. Grains really are affecting us. We don't realize it. They make us very acidic. But really, just eating differently, eating more of a Mediterranean diet, more fruits and vegetables, beans, a little bit of seafood, less meat, poultry, really goes a long way. Help pH your body with magnesium. Magnesium is so important. Potassium, baking soda, a green drink. Epsom salt baths in case your muscles are sore after rebounding. Really put magnesium into your body and sulfates that make nitric oxide. So Epsom salt baths, you're doing 1 or 2 a week. If you can't do an Epsom salt bath, soak your feet in a bucket. It makes a difference. You need systemic enzymes to help break down cellular waste in the body. They are key. And you need to be hydrated. Remember, don't drink a lot of water right before rebounding. But we all need to understand how to get our lymph system going. Good posture, deep breathing, get a lymphatic drainage session. If you're in Scottsdale, come see me. I promise I'll make a difference in your life. Rebounding is important, but you need to get your body ready for it, and you'll see you'll do much better. The goal is to help balance the body, get the lymphatic system going, to improve circulation and natural detoxification, and your life changes. On Thursday's show, I will be explaining how to help keep your memory as you age, and this is something we all need to be concerned about. I'm turning 60, and I am concerned about this, and there are things to do to make it better. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.